Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday, January the 18th. It's National Thesaurus Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Book Department. They guarantee the quality of their products. Unlike the online retailer I used last week, I ordered a thesaurus online, and when it arrived, it was completely blank. I was so upset. I couldn't find the words to describe how upset I was. Let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, after yesterday's fun, it's a little calmer today. -9, working our way up to a high of -4 under mostly clear skies, but we're not done with the white stuff just yet. More into the overnight and mixed precipitation tomorrow as we head up to a high of +3 degrees. And on National Thesaurus Day, why don't we have a random shout out to the thesaurus? And with yesterday's extra time in between outings to shovel, I decided to spend some time reading the thesaurus, because a mind is a terrible thing to garbage. And I was looking for another word for synonym, but I just couldn't find one.
Well, did you have your synonym roll for breakfast?
I should have.
You should have. Well, then you'd be all set, ready and prepared for National Thesaurus Day. You know, the first one was published in 1852 as a complete categorization and organization of each word by its meaning, definition, essence. Poets, authors, and writers have used the thesaurus, and not only that, they've used the thesaurus to make their writing come to life. However, it also has its detractors, its critics, its defamers. Some say the thesaurus weakens language, you know, destroys it. I really think it depends on the version you get. I picked up a discount thesaurus last year. Not only was it terrible, but it was terrible. You know, whether you're looking for an accurate word to describe or improve or ameliorate your writing, thesaurus can be your best friend, companion, protege. Expanding your vocabulary increases both written and spoken communication skills, creative writing abilities, and can even help advance your career or help you out the door. Either way. It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? If we keep on the theme, we can do some Michael Jackson.
Or like 80.
Yeah.
It's going to be a twofer because last week we talked a little bit about two real giants in music that passed away, Ronnie Spector and James Entwistle. If you have a minute, just look up Ronnie Spector's life, because it's quite, like, unbelievable. Partially because she was married to Phil Spector, and if you remember, he's the one that got convicted of murder and other things. So anyway, look up Ronnie Spector. She had quite an interesting life. The song I want you to kind of highlight for Ronnie Spector is... It's a remake she did of I'll Follow the Sun by the Beatles. Not Here Comes the Sun, but I'll Follow the Sun. And this is really apropos to the fact that she's now no longer with us. It starts, one day you'll look to see I'm gone. For tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one. For tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And... similarly, James Entwistle, just a genius of music. If you know anything about him, he's played with Stevie Wonder, played with Miles Davis, I think, for about 4 years or so in his band. And just a genius of music, genius writer, has written many just of the songs that, again, you listen to and you're like, okay, that's a song everybody knows. That's James Entwistle. And the song I want to highlight for Entwistle is This Is Your World. And again, a truly beautiful first few lines. This is your world, and nothing they can say can change the way you want to be. Like a bird in the sky, easy and free. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. But it's growing through the changes that turns your weak to strong. Keep on learning, search, and you will find. So, two amazing songs. Two legends that are gone too soon. And just take some time and go through their catalogs today. Ronnie Spector, we know her from her hits in the 60s as well. Be My Baby, everybody knows that one. And M2May from Juicy. Everybody got to know that song. Everybody knows Juicy. So, yeah, listen to the both and take what you will, but two giants gone too soon from us.
Excellent. Love the lyrics to start, I'll Follow the Sun. What a great, beautiful intro. All right, so let's get those two onto our Tunes with Tamik playlist, get them into the show notes and links to the YouTube videos for those. And let's get to Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Future Shop. If being a Canadian defunct retailer is wrong, I don't want to be right. What do you got for us today, Venturo?
You know what? It's Tuesday, so it's Text Tuesday. So I have some resources here that can help you to boost your vocabulary. All right, so there, one is powerthesaurus.org. Very, very cool website. So if you're doing your writing and you want to find other interesting words to use and widen your vocabulary, check out powerthesaurus.org. And you can always add it as an extension as well to Google Chrome and use it that way as well. But one of my favorite ways of using thesaurus is with Microsoft Word. Anybody know the shortcut to get the thesaurus in Microsoft Word?
Good question.
So, Shift T, something like that.
It's Shift F7. You're almost there, Tamik. So just highlight the word Shift F7 and you'll get all of the words that are similar to that word. So check out that as well. On the Mac, though, the Mac is kind of different. You can actually, there's no shortcut, but you can create your own shortcut for the thesaurus. So what we'll do, we'll add that to the show notes and you can check that out if you want to create your own shortcut for using when you're using your Mac with probably Pages. So those are the tips.
Even on the Mac too, if you just go through the spotlight and type in thesaurus, yeah, it'll pull up thesaurus as well.
Yeah, that's a great one as well. So yeah, you can use the spotlight on the Mac as well. So go check out those tech tips. So Power Thesaurus, you can also add it as an extension to Chrome. And if you're using Microsoft Word, it's Shift F7. To get the thesaurus up and running. And if you're using a Mac, you can use a spotlight or you can create your very own shortcut. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Oops. Hey, we got to get the officer back in here. He left the call. Our technicians are standing by. Please, wait a moment.
Yeah, our technicians from Future Shop.
Which means they really are standing by and doing nothing.
Oh, dear goodness.
There he is.
There he is. All right. Well, it is Tuesday, and not to put you on too much of a spot, but it's time for Tuesday's trivia.
That it is indeed. Well, you know, I'm getting invites left, right, and center because of Tuesday's trivia. did you realize that there is actually a National Thesaurus Club? And even more remarkably, this is a stat really blew me out of the water. 90% of new members actually get kicked out within the first 6 months. I guess I'm putting it down to it's a real rule-based club. Apparently, one of the most important rules that everybody breaks and gets kicked out about was that you're not allowed to talk, whisper, chatter, mumble, rant, articulate, prattle, babble, describe, divulge, drone, confer, deliberate, squeal, converse, discourse, orate, or speak about your membership in the Thesaurus Club.
It's harsh.
Anyway, you're too enthusiastic and you share with a friend, that's you. You're out. Or you plowed. Or you departed.
From Future Shop down to Diagnosis or Network to see what's going on. In the meantime, that's it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.